You're listening to Cross the Border. That's the name of this broadcast. I'm Nicholas, and we are going through the Bible. That's what we're going to do here, 4 days a week at least, is go through the Bible, chapter by chapter, book by book, verse by verse. There's a lot to be gained from having the patience to go through the Word of our Heavenly Father. If you gain an insight, and I suggest everyone read the entire book, please do. You know, you'll find out that it's not what they teach you in the public school system, that it's a book of old fables. Actually, it's one of the most reliable, the most reliable history book that you can find out there. Yes, the most reliable history book. As a matter of fact, it takes you back to day one. It is not fables and fantasies. Read it for yourself and find out that you can meet your Maker through His Word. He wrote a book for you, and it's for me. We learn in it all about mankind. We learn about evil men. We learn about good men, men in between, rulers and peasants alike. And we learn something. We learn what our Heavenly Father wants to teach us through His Word when we diligently seek Him through it. And He will reveal Himself to you if that is your desire. He says He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So there is just beyond measure, you know, I could say tons of hidden treasure in the pages of those works, but beyond tons, beyond measure. You can't even compare it to all the riches that this world and this life have to offer, because they go beyond this world. They go beyond this temporal reality, our mortality, into eternity, the riches untold that our Heavenly Father has planned, that He desires for every single one of us, cross the border into His kingdom and live forever. It is the only kingdom that will last forever. Make sure that you grab a hold of it, because truly, you know, I give you my witness that there is not a better deal out there. And I'll tell you what, I'm after the best deal that this life has to offer. And if it's limited to this life, this mortality, and I'm going to lose it all, yeah, look around. We all shall surely die. And when you come to the end of your mortality, everything you can be gained that can be gained in this life will be lost. So we need a treasure that goes beyond our mortality, that reaches into eternity. That's the best deal. That's what He has to offer. You know, these people that say, oh, you know, you can't believe that book. It's just the book of fables, or the atheists out there trying to convince me that God is just a delusion, the God delusion. What do they have to offer? You know, the grave? Because that's the end of every man, is the grave. Is that all they have to offer, is dirt? Oh, what an empty offer. Come on. I've got something. I can't show it to you, but you can find it for yourself. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Now you've got nothing to offer me. Dirt? Really? I get to go to the grave and that's it? But in the meantime, I get to enjoy all the pleasures of sin for a lifetime. And then, dirt. And I don't even get the dirt because I cease to exist. I just become dirt. And that's your hope. You hope that's it. All of you atheists out there, you're just hoping in dirt. But it's not going to be. That's right. You're going to have a rude awakening. And somewhere deep down in your spirit, you know it. And you're just trying to hide it. You think you can convince other people that that's it, that you can believe it too. But it's not true. You're being self-deceived. Your greatest enemy is your own deceit. Wake up. Cross the border into His kingdom. Repent. from your sins. Fear God, keep his commandments, and live. Seek him with all your heart, with all your mind, and he will reward you. He will reveal himself to you. Then you will know, like I know, instead of going, oh, there is no God, I'm an atheist, and all of you guys that believe are delusional. Yeah. Right. Let's see. All the promises of God, eternal life through Messiah, or dirt. It's not a hard choice for me. He's already revealed himself to me. Of course, that the knowledge of God is outside the knowledge that you hold doesn't mean that it's not real. You have to know everything, and you have to believe that you know everything there is to know to exclude the knowledge of God and the reality of his promises. You can't say that you know everything. So just because the knowledge of the Almighty is outside the realm of the knowledge that you hold does not mean that he does not exist. I say he does. And you have to admit that I may not be delusional. The knowledge and the proclamation I make may simply be outside of the knowledge that you hold, because you don't know everything. I don't know everything either, but I just may know something that you don't know. And you know things that I don't know. Seek him with all your heart, and he will show himself to you. Seek him until you find him. But the fact is, the truth is, that most people love their sin too much. They don't want to give it up. They love the pleasure of sin, so they won't truly seek him. Are you willing to give it up to find him? We're in Job here. Elihu, the young man, still answering Job. Continuing here in Job chapter 36 and verse 18. Because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. And true words, true words. But there is a great ransom that can deliver us. And this is where Job's hope lies. This is where my hope lies, in the blood of the Messiah, the great ransom. He paid the price to cover my sins, to redeem me from death. And Job proclaimed it. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. While he esteem thy riches, oh, will he esteem thy riches? The question. No, not gold, nor all the forces of strength. Desire not the night when people are cut off in their place. Take heed, regard not iniquity, for this thou hast chosen rather than affliction. Behold, God exalteth by his power. Who teacheth like him? Who hath enjoined him his way? Or who can say, thou hast wrought iniquity? Remember that thou magnify his work, which men behold. Every man may see it. Man may behold it afar off. Behold, God is great, and we know him not. Neither can the number of his years be searched out. For he maketh small the drops of water. They pour down rain according to the vapor thereof, which the clouds do drop and distill upon man abundantly. Also, can any understand the spreading of the clouds, or the noise of his tabernacle? Behold, he spreadeth his light upon it, and covereth the bottom of the sea. For by them judgeth he the people. He giveth meat in abundance. With clouds he covereth the light, and commandeth it not to shine by the cloud that cometh betwixt. The noise thereof showeth concerning it, the cattle also concerning the vapor. At this Also my heart trembleth and is moved out of his place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice, and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He directeth it utter under the whole of heaven, and his lightning unto the ends of the earth. After it a voice roareth. He thundereth with the voice of his excellency, and he will not stay them when his voice is heard. And of course, Elihu is still speaking. Of course, he's speaking about the thunder, calling it the voice of God. He continues with his abundance of words. God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Great thing doth he, which we cannot comprehend. For he saith to the snow, Be thou on the earth, likewise to the small rain, and to the great rain upon his strength. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens, and remaineth in their places. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God frost is given, and the breath of waters is straitened. Also by watering he wearieth the thick cloud, he scattereth his bright cloud. And it is turned round about by his counsels, and they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world in the earth. Yes, our friend Elihu is getting fairly long-winded. He causeth it to come, whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know when God disposed them and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? How thy garments are warm when he quieteth the earth by the south wind? Hast thou with him spread out the sky which is strong and as a molten looking glass? Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. Shall it be told him what I speak? If a man shall speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passeth and cleanseth them. Fair weather cometh out of the north. With God is terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment, and in plenty of justice he will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. He respecteth not any that are wise of heart. Yes, I have to admit that the words of Elihu are tiresome. We have gotten to Job, chapter 38, verse 1. The Lord, Yahuwah, by name. Yes, I'm going to point it out. We have the H3068. Then, the Almighty God, Yahuwah by name, answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Oh, now we have some words to pay attention to, words to take heed of. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measure thereof, if thou knowest? Or who has stretched thy line upon it, whereupon the foundations thereof are fastened? or who hath laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut up the sea with doors, when it breaketh forth, as if it issued out of the womb, when I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness saddled swaddling band for it, or break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said, Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the dayspring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment, and from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in search of the depth? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if you know it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? You know, these are still questions we don't have answers to. Where is the way where light dwelleth? Where does it come from? What is it? All we have are theories. We don't even have answers for this yet. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof, that thou should take it to the bound thereof, and that thou should know the paths to the house thereof? Knowest thou it, because thou wast then born, or because the number of the days of thy days is great? Hast thou entered into the treasure of the snow? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow? Or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? By what way is the light parted, which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? Who hath divided the watercourse for the overflowing of the waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth, where no man is, on the wilderness, where there is no man, to satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth? Hath the rain a father, or who hath begotten the drops of dew, out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of heaven? Who hath gendered it? The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Mazzaroth in his season, or canst thou guide Arcturus with his sons? Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? Canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds, that abundance of waters may cover thee? Canst thou send lightnings, that they may go, and say unto thee, Here we are? Who hath put wisdom in the inward parts? Or who hath given understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds in wisdom, or who can stay the bottles of heaven? When the dust groweth into hardness, and the clods cleave fast together, wilt thou hunt the prey for the lion, or fill the appetite of the young lions, when they couch in their dens, or abide in their covert to lie in waste? Wait. who provideth for the raven his food. When his young ones cry unto God, they wander for lack of meat. Knowest thou the time when the wild goats of the rock spring forth? Or canst thou mark when the hinds do calve? Canst thou number the months that they fulfill? Or knowest thou the time when they bring forth? They bow themselves, they bring forth their young ones, they cast out their sorrows. Their young ones are in good liking, they grow up with corn, they go forth and return not unto them. Who hath sent out the wild ass free? Or who hath loosed the bands of the wild ass? Whose house I have made the wilderness, and the barren land his dwellings. He scorneth the multitude of the city, neither regardeth he the cry of the driver. The range of the mountains is his pasture, and he searcheth after every green thing. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're going to pick up here next time in chapter 39 of Job. Yeah, perhaps next time, Lord willing.